Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
This portion of the program brought to you by Northwestern Football. The Wildcats host Ohio this Saturday at Ryan Field. Buy tickets, nusports.com.
This segment is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Call Aloha for all of your water, fire, and mold needs.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We do have some breaking news. The White Sox have been postponed. The White Sox will not be playing the afternoon game we were counting on. And breaking news on The Score is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
They will play on Monday. They will reschedule their game for today, for Monday the 27th, and they will now have another day to go search for that switch to flip.
Yeah, Dustin wants them to do it against the Indians. That way they can celebrate on the field. I would prefer it to happen while they're on an airplane.
It should be on the field.
Yeah, the first of the doubleheader, whatever.
Well, now they have to.
I mean, okay.
Right? They're off
or
tomorrow.
Or maybe they wait till the 26th. The way things are going.
I don't know that you'll make it back to us at that point if that happens.
No, I don't think that would work. All right. Want to thank everyone for all their contributions. Thanks to Evan for getting us on Twitch and keeping us there. Evan Thomas, we appreciate that as always. And want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
It means a lot to us. We are, of course, broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios. Want to thank your local Hyundai dealers for their fine contribution to this program. Want to thank our executive producer. Special, special guy. His name is Dustin William Rhodes.
With all my respect, but the people say RBIs don't matter. Get another job. They don't know nothing about baseball. But I mean, RBI, the only way you go to score is somebody bring you in.
Get another job.
Wow.
That's something. That's Ray Diaz. That's a personal message from Ozzy to Dan, apparently.
Well, it's not that they don't matter.
We're not there yet.
Thank you, Ray.
Straw man argument.
Thanks, Ray.
You know, if it was all about playing hard, then I'd have been a star. But you got to be able to execute this league. Yeah. And our execution is not what it has to be.
No.
In all phases.
All that bull crap is one word.
What?
We stink right now. Then everybody understand exactly. You sit in your house, listen, say, oh, I know what Ozzy say. I know what Tony say. But you explain all these things to people, like, they start Googling it and call this. You hear Tony say, no, we stink right now. Yes, we stink right now. We're going to stink later. I don't think so.
One word.
The word is stink.
Right.
It just has to be used in sentences.
Yeah.
As in, we stinks. And that's where the White Sox are at. Now, we get to welcome the man that needs to go. He is Dan Burstein. And
that's the straw man argument. No one says they don't matter. It's just that there are other better ways of measuring an individual's ability to produce runs.
Can we hear it again?
It's just so dumbed down.
Well,
on purpose. It just gets so aggravating when you take something that is easy to understand and people make it dumb on purpose pander to dumb.
Dan, listen to something easy to understand.
With all my respect, but the people say RBIs don't matter. Get another job. They don't know nothing about baseball.
No one says they don't matter.
Ozzy.
No one says that. No one says they don't.
He brought it up.
No one says they don't matter.
Ozzy brought it up. Wasn't us.
Hockey.
Do you want the good news about the White Sox or the bad?
I don't want any news about the White Sox. The good news is they don't play today.
I don't want any news about the White Sox.
No, seriously. No.
Which you want? Pick.
News is good news.
Do you want the good news or the bad news about
what's the good news?
The good news is that we know for a fact it doesn't matter how well you're playing going into the playoffs. You can be playing your best baseball of the year, playing your worst baseball of the year. It is not correlative to playoff success.
Thank you, Steve Stone.
Okay? Right. That's just a fact.
Right?
Yep.
Now, do you want the bad news?
No. No, I don't want any more bad news. Don't tell me.
They may not be good. It matters how good you are.
I don't know, man. They're 31-31 since the break. Those numbers are not sexy.
They're very mediocre, and they're losing series to mediocre teams.
And they're hurt. Momentum is tomorrow's starting pitcher.
Dustin, where's baby Dustin voice?
Rodon is hurt, but if their lineup is healthy, if their 1 through 9 hitters are healthy, that's a dangerous bunch. They are good.
First of all, what you just
I've got
said,
one word for
what
you.
What you just said I've got is one not
word.
News.
I got
okay?
one word for
that's
you.
Opinion.
One word, Mully. They are good.
What's a little troubling is that these things that are bedeviling them have been there all year. They've hit over a lot of it.
Yes.
But the bad outfield defense, the shoddy base running.
Well, that stinks,
Some of that stuff, some of the fundamental stuff has been loose all year, even when they were winning.
I like the word egregious. I do think that
the base running
has been egregiously bad.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
The defense is egregiously annoying.
Well, and this whole obsession with trying to throw runners out at home as opposed to cutoff throws, like getting the cutoff man. Like, what are we doing?
That is quite egregious.
Allowing the trailer to get to the other base. Sure.
Right. Like,
we asked Ozzy who he trusts in the bullpen other than Liam Hendricks. And you know what he said? Nobody.
Yeah. Not Crochet, not Kopech.
Nobody.
Well, I see it.
Do you trust?
I would trust Kopech.
I only trust Crochet if it's extra innings and you got a man on second.
I trust Kopech if you give him the proper amount of rest, but that's not what's happening here.
If the bases are loaded and there's two outs and you got a right-handed hitter and it's game one of the ALDS against the Astros.
Just walk off the field.
I feel pretty comfortable with Michael Kopech going in there more than anybody except Liam Hendricks.
I would just walk off the field.
The problem
Forget
isn't,
it. We didn't know this was going to happen. We're not prepared.
The problem isn't game one, though, necessarily. The problem is what happens when you used him game one and now you don't trust anybody for game two or three.
Exactly.
It's game one and three, you're good. If it's game two and three two.
You got to suck it up. You got to go.
You're not good.
You're
mediocre. I thought we...
I'm so glad they got canceled today. I don't want to deal with this tomorrow.
We stink right now. Yes, we stink right now.
Yes, we stink.
That game yesterday was painful to watch.
Oh, my God. And you know what? I've seen that game all week.
Yeah.
I've seen that game for 10 days, all month. Wow. And it's always the same. It's like they come in and blow a lead or they're barely, you know, they have opportunity. They don't take advantage of it and then they give it up. And it's just like,
oh my God, Keuchel gave up 11 hits and 2 walks in 5 innings. Oh,
paper cuts.
I mean, it was, come on.
No, but
11
hits.
Come on.
Paper cuts.
But listen, I didn't say he was good. I said that they were in the game right to the point where they decided, oh, it's the seventh inning. Oh, well, you know, we're turning into a pumpkin.
Which historically in the playoffs is a bad thing.
16 years ago today, the lead was down to game and a half, and they finished strong. I'm just waving
you know
that
what?
2005
that was a good,
flag.
That was a good team. That Cleveland team was pretty good. They played some good teams. How can they not have clinched this already? Okay? I'm sorry. Should have done it about 10 days ago. Easily.
And I get concerned just because of what happened last year.
Well, that's what Tony's here to fix.
Well, that was Mully's doomsday question. We asked Ozzy some questions.
Yeah, and we were meeting while Ozzy was on, and I wanted to hear him.
Oh, it was so funny.
Mully did everything except for say he's going to hang up and listen for his answer.
My question to Ozzy was, if TLR, Ricky Renteria, is the playoff series, does he get fired? That was a little over the top. But
are you going to use eight pitchers in the final playoff game?
This is the fear. Is this not the fear?
Well, if Rodon is not part of the mix, then you do have that possibility.
Is Tony La Russa going to get in the linebacker position and stand there deeply concerned while everyone's at bat, just in the background?
But even Tony yesterday was not exactly happy with what's happening.
Well, I mean, even Tony has noticed.
Right. But for everybody saying, oh, Tony, you know, he's confident, he's oblivious, like not oblivious, but just, you know, impervious to all this. Like,
no, he knows.
Tony's going to get his boys. And like all that stuff always cracks me up. It's not like that. They're all individual adults with their own minds. But
all the angst is understandable.
It is all.
But you know what?
He knows. Like he knows what a team is supposed to look like at this time.
But if Lance Lynn goes out and shuts down the Astros and Liam Hendricks gets the save and Kopech throws a perfect eighth in game one, we're all going to feel like, whew. That's the White Sox team we've been waiting to see before game two.
Waiting.
Who is the one-man RBI machine that's going to take over this thing? Because it has to be an individual.
I'd like to look at some of Abreu's second half numbers and some of his recent numbers. I wonder if, because he has been such a physical marvel.
Oh my God, he's been hit by 40 pitches.
Well, and just wondering at some point, what is he, 34?
Yeah.
You know, that it's got to matter. Like we.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted the day off the other day, or at least he agreed to the day off. Yeah. He knows that it's adding up, but it's taking a toll.
He's taken football collisions.
Yes.
That hit on the line early in the year, that would have knocked anybody else out for.
Well, it knocked out the guy that hit him.
Oh, yeah. It was unbelievable.
I mean,
that's a bone bruise.
He's got sore spots all over.
He does. You're right. He has really taken a beating.
And we've celebrated it. Oh, look at this guy and how tough he is at his age. But, you know, like Layla said, they're all human beings at some point. And
that's right.
You would have loved to given him a breather and just send him to the beach for a while.
Send him to Cold Tub.
Okay, if this were the National League, I think that you'd be more likely to convince me that, okay, the playoffs is a doomsday scenario because there are three teams in the National League capable of winning the World Series. The American League, I don't know.
There's at least two in the AL. And if you count the one here, that's three.
Okay, well, I know, but do the Rays and the Astros scare you as much as, say, the Brewers, Dodgers, and Padres? No, I don't think so.
Padres,
I'm not sorry. Giants.
Yeah. Dodgers and Giants. The Ghosts, formerly known as the Padres.
Yeah.
We've all been in locker rooms after football games where guys are just covered in ice. You know, they got all the. That's kind of what I would do with Abreu. I would just wrap him up in ice and have him sit there. Instead of bubble wrap to protect him, it would just be ice. I would just ice him down.
Ice.
This is ice. I was not expecting to say this today. I think his flexibility has helped him too. Because you see the plays he makes at first.
Yeah,
the man
right.
is flexible. Yeah. And I feel like that flexibility has also helped prevent him from getting more seriously injured.
That's a good call. He's actually in better shape than he had been earlier in his White Sox career.
Yes.
He's worked on his body, and you can tell. And I do think that's helped him get past some of these injuries.
He could flexibility.
Dance, like rerun and like go down into a split.
Fred Berry.
He's definitely done the split half a dozen times this year at least.
I love it.
Well, that would be.
What year was that?
That's good advice for Eloy Jimenez, who lacks a lot of that kind of flex. It always looks like he's clunky and blocky and one false step away from something breaking on him. It would be probably. Best practices for him to get that Tom Brady vibrating sphere and work on his pliability.
That is a good call. Was it Vlad Guerrero Jr. lost 42 pounds this year, right? Couldn't Eloy afford to get more flexible, drop some weight?
He doesn't even need to lose weight necessarily.
It's just about flexibility.
Somebody in the Blue Jay organization at the end of last season told Vlad Guerrero, if you drop the weight, you'll become – a much better player, and I think he even said something to the point, an MVP candidate. That's the story out of Toronto.
He said he looked at himself in the mirror on like a Monday, and he just said, no one's going to make fun of me anymore about my body.
Good for him.
Yeah.
You know, it made a difference. And that's something to be said for that.
Sad that people are making fun of him, a professional athlete who is very good at his job. But yes.
I mean, he's just trying to tap into it. And that's the thing. You be your best, right? And that's what he's done, no question about it.
Well, it's also a different job that a position player has than, say, a pitcher. And we talked to the trainer for Lance Lynn, who also works with Phil Mickelson, who said that Lance Lynn's body type is how they want it because of the levers and because of what he has to do for his job.
It's layers or levers?
It's very different that he needs that heft to be able to do what he does.
That's fair.
And it's sort of a practical way of doing things. It's not necessarily the same for a position player.
Efficient mechanics, too. Yep. And that was what the big takeaway was just Lance Lynn's efficient mechanics and how his body works and how it moves really efficiently. And sometimes the prettiest deliveries, sadly, are not the most efficient ones.
That's true. Please, God, let him stay healthy. I mean,
well, he's the key.
Don't bring up any more injuries, whatever.
He's the key.
You got wood behind you, Molly.
Oh, my God.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, because Lynn, Giolito, and Cease is now the 1-2-3 combination you're right going to have to count on.
Yeah, my friends in the White Sox group chat were doing it yesterday as the news was rolling in. They were saying, what was it? It was Giolito and Lynn and a whole bunch of gin. And the other was
like
Lynn, Giolito, and a giant mojito.
Where does your Zing Zang fit into this?
Zing Zang? Zing Zang, they make mojitos? I know they make margaritas and Bloody Marys, but
Bloody Mary mix is top notch.
Yeah? Have you had it?
I have.
Well, meanwhile, they now have cans with the vodka already in it.
Oh, dang.
Goes my morning. The Bloody Mary arms race, by the way, have you seen these things that are only nominally Bloody Marys now, where these bars will advertise? It starts out with a Bloody Mary, and then there's like a whole double cheeseburger on it with a skewer through it and a whole head of celery. Seriously, like, it's simple. What are we doing?
Give me a little celery. Give me, someone said, sausage and shrimp.
Nope.
I'm not going to fight. I mean, exactly. I love the idea of like getting a martini with like an olive filled with cheese or whatever it is.
It's anchovy like, olives.
Listen to this. I've got like an actual meal. I get everything at once.
I present to you the Epic Bloody Mary from Wisconsin of 2013.
Oh my God, that is a cheeseburger.
It was the story that I would never forget. It's more than that. Let me scroll and you can narrate.
Okay.
You did a story?
Oh. No, I just like.
What the hell is this?
This
is ridiculous.
And this is 2013, so was that 7 years ago?
There's like literally two hamburgers.
And sausages.
Yeah. I mean, what? Yeah, there's tons of meatballs.
Do you want me to tell you what all is on it?
Please.
All right. So, first of all, obviously Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Secondly, from May 2nd, 2013, MLB Cup 4. It's one of those stories that like you just never forget, right? So, the monumental Bloody Mary from O'Davies Pub in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And again, this is 8 years ago. Has peanuts, nachos, and popcorn in addition to everything you see. A burger, a bratwurst, a roast beef sandwich, tortilla chips.
Now I feel unwell.
Cheese curds, as we said. What is this around the cheese curd? That's a thing. Is that string cheese?
That looks like string
Several cheese. Several slices of sausage.
Oh my gosh.
That looks horrible.
Yeah, it just goes on.
Do you have the heart attack before you even taste the booze, or how does it work?
Well, that was like
that seems like a good idea. Oh, and here's my word. Here's a picture of it, like the full screen thing. It's the pint glass with a foot and a half of food on top of it.
Spiraling rasher of bacon.
It's
like
the Wisconsin State Fair on top of a Bloody Mary is what that is. Oh, and there's a bacon garnish at the top.
Yep.
I'll post the link to the story on my Twitter as a footnote.
That is beautiful.
But to answer your question, it's been 8 years since the Bloody Mary arms race started.
Nitroglycerin tablets.
Well, that's like the English breakfast story that we did, where there was
do breakfast?
There was a pub that was offering the biggest, where they called it full English. And it was, oh my God, it was the bacon, the black pudding.
Oh, they have baked beans. They love beans with their breakfast. And it's not bad. I just like a nice little fry up. Like that's what I grew up on. Like fried tomato, fried, obviously some kind of potato, mushrooms, black pudding, bangers and mashers. Yeah.
No, bangers and mash.
No, bangers and rashers. Mash is mashed potatoes. Yeah. So why would you have that when you're
frying everything?
Right. Yeah, you're frying. You're in the wrong ballpark.
You ever had deep fried balls of mashed potatoes, though?
I have. Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's good living.
You know what's really good? Deep fried, what's that cabbage vegetable? You know, I love that thing.
Kimchi?
No, you know, the thing everybody eats. Come on, you always finish
zucchini?
My sentences.
Cabbage vegetable.
Yeah, it's like cabbage. It's like little tiny cabbages you cut in half.
Brussels sprouts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You ever had those deep fried? That is delicious, man.
Do you want the list on this? And I laughed real hard when you said the English at breakfast, because the English breakfast tea is like a personal happiness point for me.
Sure.
Earl Grey mostly. Okay, here we go. Popcorn, various pickles, various.
Yeah.
Sausages, tortilla chips with cheese, bacon, peanuts, beans, string cheese, which was the string cheese thing looking around it. Sausage, pretzels, sliders with cheese, a pickle and a cracker and cheese curd because cheese. And
what is
more
that?
Bacon.
What's that? That's the full English?
This was the Epic Bloody Mary. And at the time, Wisconsin, it only cost $5.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Yes.
Feed a family for a week.
I know.
$5.
That's
$5.
But, I mean, like, that is, I mean, when you're having a drink, don't you want to have a drink? That's gluttony, frankly. That is just too over the top for anyone.
I call it America.
That's soup.
That might be all that the deadly America. Sins, exactly.
Exactly.
There might be like avarice in there.
Exactly.
Lust.
There is some lust in there, you can tell.
Oh, boy. What have you today?
We got a lot.
We've got
Bears. We've got White Sox. We've got Mike Florio at 10. We got Cody Decker at 10:25. The Midday Midway. Hub Arkish taking phone calls. And, I don't know, there's been plenty of Sox angst in the air. And I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Have a good show.
See you guys.
Thank you very much.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.